she puts the dishes away, what does she do to clean them up?
What she do to clean them up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she puts them in the sink. Put a powder and water in there and wash them, and then she put them in the dish rack and let them drain. Wipe them off and put them
in. What does she use to wipe them off?
Pour hot water. Let the hot water run over the dishes. And then dry. She take a towel and wipe them and put them on.
And what do you call the thing that you have to turn to make the water come out?
Well, some say faucet, some say spigot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, so both, I say, well, it's the same thing.
What about if it were outside? Would you call it just one or the other, or would you still call it
both? Yeah, outside, there's a spigot right there. And the one on the pump. Mm-hmm. And there's one in the horse lot. See, so open the spigot and the water comes out. Or force it either one. You can call it either one because they all do the same thing.
Yeah. if it were winter and got real cold last night,
uh-huh.
You might say it was so cold last night our water pipes did what?
Stop. Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
The ice freeze in the line. Now what I do, I listen out to the weather report. It's coming a real heavy cold. That spigot at the pump, I'll crack it and let the water pool drain. You see, well, the pump will check on. And when it gets down to 20, to check back on. Well, that keep it from freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those in the line there, if I think I'm going to have any trouble with the line, well, then I got one right behind the chimney. I'll open that one, and it'll run out on the ground down here. Mm-hmm. You see, and that keep your line from freezing, get all the water out the line. I leave it in there sometime and stop. But what has been giving me trouble, did once or twice, and that was because my line is on the ground. I run them myself. But now we leave the ground and come up in the bathroom and even to the kitchen. I took Crocus and Rapid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no trouble with that.
And what would happen if you didn't? What would happen to the fire?
It's stuff up. Yeah, and a real hard cold, sometime it'll burst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll burst.
Let me see here. Besides your dishes, what do you have at the table to eat with?
A knife and fork and spoon, mm-hmm. Teaspoons.
Did you ever have an egg made out of the stuff that you make dishes out of?
Egg made out of stuff to make dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That you might put in the nest to fool the chicken or fool the hen?
Oh.
Let her know where her nest was?
Mm. I don't think I understand what that is, Mr. Because now, what you mean, just like if you're going to have eggs for breakfast, you would have a special thing to put it in.
No, I mean you'd have a... It'd be just like an egg, except it'd be solid, and it'd be made out of porcelain or whatever.
I see what you're talking about.
That you just put in the nest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I don't know what the thing is made out of, but it's just like eggs we have to put in there to fool the hen.
Mm-hmm.
Make them think that that's an egg, but it is an egg shape, but it's not an egg. And just like fruit we have, we got cantaloupe, bananas, artificial,
mm-hmm.
All those things. Call them artificial.
What would you call the kind of egg that you put out there to